Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai, blessed are you Adonai, El Shaddai, Almighty God, Ruach Elohim, Spirit of God, speak to us today. This is the time of the Jewish New Year, the year 5782. Shemitah, year of rest. This year to rest and trust in the Lord. We must continue to see with our eyes and hear with our ears what the Spirit is saying. Can you see the Lord? Can you hear the Lord? I call you today to see the Lord and to hear the Lord. When the Lord tells us to stand, where He tells us to stand. Can we pray that in? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Holy Spirit, enable us to continue to see with our eyes and hear with our ears what the Spirit is saying, so that we can see the Lord and hear the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I urge you to continue to pray for Israel. Allow me to remind you, when we all sing that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, that praise song says, the cross before me, the world behind me. I believe the Lord wanted me to remind you that the world is behind you. You are in the world, but not of the world. And I could be so bold as to say, Jesus is our ground zero. Ground zero, I looked it up. One definition is the very beginning or most elementary level. Another definition, the point on the ground immediately under an exploding atomic bomb. And also, another definition is the center or origin of rapid, intense or violent activity or change broadly. Hallelujah! And I would like to think that the cross is our base camp, where we always start from, where we go out from. Everything we believe comes out of the cross. Everything that Jesus died for us to have and gave us is ours. It came out of the cross. In Him we live and move and have our being. Where He leads, we follow. Hallelujah. So sometimes I do write down things I want to remember to say in the program. And for such a time as this, it would be so, so easy to make a list of grievances. But that is not what my God, El Shaddai, wants from this program. So, with every iota and every fibre of my being, I encourage you, my brother, my sister, sir, madam, I encourage you with scriptures and with song. And my singing must make you feel better about yourself, because I'm sure you can sing better than I do. So I remind you, rejoice and praise. Praise your God, your God, El Shaddai, Almighty God, the Creator of all things. Jesus, Jesus, for Jesus, whom all things were made. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, we read, for it was in Him that all things were created, in heaven and on earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers or authorities, all things were created and exist through Him, by His service, intervention, and in and for Him. And He Himself existed before all things, and in Him all things consist, cohere and are held together. Hallelujah. When you move in your anointing, the anointing that Jesus, Holy Spirit, gave you, it creates atmosphere around you. It stops confusion. It brings clarity. We should continue to let our praises, as with the praises of Judah, go before us. Can you pray that in with me? Would you say, Holy Spirit, you are the enabler. Let praises rise from the inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. For such a time as this, the Lord has not released me from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 9. Indeed, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I proclaim them to you, says the word of God. And I declare the heavenly angelic host has been released for the new thing. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 6. You have heard these things foretold. Look at all this that has been fulfilled. And you, will you not declare it? I proclaim to you specific new things from this time, even hidden things which you have not known. Again, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27. Why, O Jacob, do you say and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? My brother, my sister, I encourage you, let your cry, your calling out, be unto the Lord, to no one else and to nothing else. Remember, the Lord says, call to me, in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 2. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call to me. And I will answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand. For such a time as this, would you pray with me for godly justice? Would you say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cry out for godly justice. For Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18 says, for the Lord, you are a God of justice. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray to stay strong in the Lord. Would you say these words with me? Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, keep me steadfast to you. I declare, I stand steadfast in you. In you I live and move and have my being. Amen. So be it. And amen. The Lord has told me his fire will light my way. So I declare it to you. The Lord's fire will light your way. You will know it and you will feel it. So set us ablaze, Lord. Set us ablaze. Your way, Yahweh. Praise your God. Lift up the name of Jesus. Rejoice. Let your mouth bring life. Let your words bring life. Shout aloud the scriptures. Be a trumpet. Be a trumpet that heralds in the beauty of our God and shine in the darkness. You are commanded by the word of God to shine in the darkness. Let us thank Almighty God for what he has done. Would you say with me, thank you, El Shaddai, Almighty God, for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. Isaiah 59 verse 1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor his ear so impaired that it cannot hear. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The word of God reminds us in Leviticus chapter 10, verse 10, to separate the profane from the unclean. It says, to make a distinction and recognize a difference between the holy, the sacred, and the common, the profane, and between the ceremonially unclean and the clean. Hallelujah. Lord, enable us to do that. Holy Spirit, show us how to do that. How we yearn for you, Almighty God. For you are never ending. We cry with the angels, holy, holy, holy. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. I believe our Lord God wants you to know that He, God, Almighty God, cannot lose. He cannot fail. Apart from God, everything is created. The created cannot beat the Creator. Demons are of creation. They cannot win over what God has purposed. That's why they are called demons. Otherwise, they would be called victorious. I encourage you to keep oil in your lamp. Remember, you belong to the Ancient of Days. And remember, fear God, not man. For the Lord has kept you in the secret place of the Most High. And the earth groans ready for the sons of God to be revealed for such a time as this. Such a time as this is our chance to walk by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you say with me, Lord Jesus, increase my faith. Right now, if you would like to ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart and come into your life, would you like to say these words with me? Would you say, Lord Jesus, I have heard that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. And I believe that you rose on the third day. So right now I repent of my sins. I turn away from my sins. I say I am sorry. And I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, fill me completely. Show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. And right now, would you also pray with me for the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis? Would you pray, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in Ron DeSantis? And I also call our leader, our Donald J. Trump, to his anointed position as David. In Jesus' name, amen. For such a time as this is a wonderful, special, precious time. Amen and amen. It is good to be in the Lord. Amen and amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life.